Hello, hello. This is Jay Hunter. This is a podcast that I've started making, and it's very exciting. I'm trying to look for a side income doing this and kind of a passive income stream. And in fact, I've been kind of obsessed with trying to make passive income streams. Just have a question for you. Where are you in your life, and what is your journey going into working and dealing with, you know, money and life and dealing with all these, the different things that we have to deal with getting to this age around, I'm around around 25, 26, and I'm turning 26 in about a month, and I'm just starting to reflect on things, and I'm just going to talk about my journey kind of, it's kind of a lot of things to talk about, it's just kind of a general thing, but working and just, trying to figure a way to, make life better for yourself, trying to make the money you want to make, and trying to understand money and understand the thing about money and the reason that what it is and what exactly money is and why it's very important and why it shouldn't be the priority, but it also should be the priority. And that's the thing about money that I find to be quite difficult, because I can't figure out how much I want to earn. How much is enough? Like, that's the question, is how much is enough to you? Because for me, it's never enough. For me, I don't know if that's some mental problem, or I don't know if that's some mental thing. But for me, I am in a place in my life where I'm trying to figure out everything and trying to make everything work for everyone, I used to be single my whole life, and then finally I got a girlfriend, and now I feel like I have all this responsibility, even though I know it's not like necessarily I have to take care of her, but it's like in my nature to protect her. I think it's in men's nature to protect the woman that's in their life. And, that's a very big motivation for me to make money and to really profit and try to help her out. And that's the biggest motivation for me, because it's not selfish. There's nothing selfish about it. It used to be before it was selfish, but now it's more like I want to help the ones I love in my life, and I want to help my family. And, it's a challenge. It's certainly a challenge, and coming up with passive income is very difficult. And but you have to understand money and understand that money is just a ticket, and money is just an exchange. It is just an idea of value. It's not really real, but it is important nonetheless to make that value and to bring that value into people's lives. And excuse me, it's kind of early. It's about 6:57 a.m. on a Monday. So yeah, it's fun, but I don't usually like getting up early, but I've chosen to get up early too, because I want to work and I want to earn money back, because I've spent a lot of money on the people I love, and on the girl that I love. And that is why my motivating me to make this podcast and make some money back. And if I can get some more listeners, that'd be great. I've been thinking about passive income for about a year now, and trying to make it, and I've had failure after failure, to be honest. I've had scams, I've had things where something I really believed in, a product, in fact, a company that I really believed in, but it turns out it wasn't meant to be, and it was unfortunate, but that's the way it is, it was frustrating, and I had to go through kind of a frustrating experience to realize that I was wrong about something. And I thought it was a really good product, I thought it was something really good, but it turned out it was just a bunch of bullshit in the end. Because it's funny when people say that they'll help you. Very fascinating to me that I'm told that they will help you, and then I asked for help, and they're like, "Do it yourself, fuck you, what, you gotta do this yourself. You gotta pull it from your bootstraps. You gotta, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done trying to get you to work with me. I'm literally asking you for help every single time. You say you'll help me, and you don't want to help me. because it's bullshit. You don't want to help me. And that is really a bad attitude, disgusting attitude from a company called Nu Skin, which I was a distributor for, which I believed in, a company I wholeheartedly believed in, and I was ready to put the work in. But I tried, and I posted, and I did exactly what they told me, and it amounted to nothing. And it amounted to a bunch of frustration, very little sales, very little money. And they promised thousands of dollars of money. What a bunch of load of bullshit. Do not fall for this scam. You need to watch out for these scams, because there's a lot of people out there who will tell you, yeah, you can make so much money doing this. Money, money, money. They'll always point to the numbers. They won't point to the fact what makes them get those numbers and the frustration that you actually have to go through to get those numbers. So just because you're making, you know, passive income online does not mean that you have to actually go through this. You have to go through a lot of failure and a lot of frustration before you're ever going to make that money that you want to make. And so it's going to it's really going to tear you to your soul and really frustrate you till you're like, yeah, okay, I'm in the right place and I feel that I'm starting to make that money. Really, that is the most retarded thing. It sucks that it's really that dishonest, but it really is online. How many promises and how many false promises there are, and how many gurus out there that will tell you that you can make all this money by doing the simple trick. You know, if ever I hear that with that fucking term again, simple trick, you can do just this one simple trick. They make it sound so simple, but it is not simple, guys. It is not simple. Okay, if it was simple, all of us would fucking be billionaires. Let's be real. You know, there wouldn't be so many fucking suckers being scammed out of their fucking money, believing that they're in a silly product. I almost got scammed several times by things like this. And it's funny to me. I'm going to have a sip of water. But, you know, they... You know, you listen to people like Gary Vaynerchuk and listen to people like that because they're the people that are honest. Gary Vaynerchuk, I've only listened to a few of his, but for the most part, like what he's been saying is completely my experience. So really, like what passive income is more like investments. Say you download like the Acorn app, that's more like passive income. Acorns or Stash, which I have both of those apps. And I'm not really sure. The thing I don't understand about Stash though is I'm like wondering... I can't really extract money from it, so I'm like, but you can get a debit card on it, so you do have access to that money, and you are able to use that money. So I would definitely think about using an investment app if you have, in the future, if you have a decent amount of income. Maybe don't, and make sure you have a bank and you're ready to put roundups on, because roundups are really good because they're basically like you're putting money, like little bits of spare change, in the stock market and investing it for you. You know what I mean? Like, and if you lose this money, you know, it's not that bad, because you know what I mean? Like, don't put a ton of money in. Don't be like, yeah, man, $2,000, all your money. Don't be fucking dumb. Like, putting a lot of money into the investment might not be the smartest thing yet, because the economy right now is kind of unstable, and the stock market probably is going to crash in about a year or pretty soon. You know, it's unknown what will happen, but I think the stock market is going to crash. And anyways, you know, that is a real way of passive income, I think. And then there's real estate, which I'm getting into, and that's kind of, you know, all of these investments, they really take a gut wrench for me, because it's like, I don't know if I'm always throwing away my money. You know, you don't know if you're just throwing your money away or you're investing in something that'll make you more. You really don't. You're kind of just like guessing. Okay, maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. Maybe it will. But you know, like I want to tell you that really nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is ever guaranteed. And especially if someone tells you that it's going to be guaranteed, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. They're gonna tell you this shit. They're gonna tell you this. Anyway, this is the end of my podcast. This is my first episode of the Jay Hunter Show. Thank you and have a good day. Hello, hello. This is Jay Hunter. This is a podcast that I've started making, and it's very exciting. I'm trying to look for a side income doing this and kind of a passive income stream. And in fact, I've been kind of obsessed with trying to make passive income streams. Anyway, just have a question for you. If where are you in your life, and what is your journey going into working and dealing with, you know, money and life and dealing with all these, you know, these things, the different things that we have to deal with getting to this age around, you know, I'm around my around 25, 26, you know, I'm turning 26 in about a month, and I'm just starting to reflect on things, and I'm just going to talk about my journey kind of, you know, it's kind of a lot of things to talk about, you know, it's just kind of a general thing, but working and just, you know, trying to figure a way to, you know, make life better for yourself, trying to make the money you want to make, and trying to understand money and understand the thing about money and the reason that what it is and what exactly money is and why it's very important and why it shouldn't be the priority, but it also should be the priority. And that's the thing about money that I find to be quite difficult, because I can't figure out how much I want to earn. How much is enough? Like, that's the question, is how much is enough to you? Because for me, it's never enough. For me, I don't know if that's some mental problem, or I don't know if that's some mental thing. But for me, I am in a place in my life where I'm trying to figure out everything and trying to make everything work for everyone, you know. And, you know, I used to be single my whole life, and then finally I got a girlfriend, and now I feel like I have this all this responsibility, even though I know it's not like necessarily I have to take care of her, but it's like in my nature to protect her. I think it's in our, it's in men's nature to protect the woman that's in their life. And, you know, that's a very big motivation for me to make money and to really profit and try to help her out. And that's the biggest motivation for me, because it's not selfish. There's nothing selfish about it. It used to be before it was selfish, but now it's more like I want to help the ones I love in my life, and I want to help my family. And, you know, it's a challenge. It's certainly a challenge, and coming up with passive income is very difficult. And, but you have to understand money and understand that money is just a ticket, and money is just an exchange. It is just an, you know, an idea of value. It's not really real, but it is important nonetheless to make that value and to bring that value into people's lives. And, excuse me, it's kind of early. It's about 6:57 a.m. on a Monday. So yeah, it's fun, you know, but, you know, I don't usually like getting up early, but I've chosen to get up early too, because I want to work and I want to earn money back, because I've spent a lot of money on, the people I love and, you know, on the girl that I love. And that is, why my motivating me to make this podcast and make some money back. And, if I can get some more listeners, that'd be great. I've been thinking about passive income for about a year now, and trying to make it, and I've had failure after failure, to be honest. I've had scams, I've had things where something I really believed in, a product, in fact, a company that I really believed in, but it turns out it wasn't meant to be, you know, and it was unfortunate, but that's the way it is, you know. That's, you know, it was frustrating, and I had to go through kind of a frustrating experience to realize that I was wrong about something. And I thought it was a really good product. I thought it was something really good, but it turned out it was just a bunch of bullshit in the end, because it's funny when people say that they'll help you. Very fascinating to me that I'm told that they will help you. And then I asked for help, and they're like, do it yourself. Fuck you. What, you got to do this yourself. You got to pull it from your bootstraps. You got to, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done trying to get you to work with me. I'm literally asking you for help every single time. You say you'll help me, and you don't want to help me, because it's bullshit. You don't want to help me. And that is really a bad attitude, disgusting attitude from a company called Nu Skin, which I was a distributor for, which I believed in, a company I wholeheartedly believed in, and I was ready to put the work in. But I tried, and I posted, and I did exactly what they told me, and it amounted to nothing. And it amounted to a bunch of frustration, very little sales, very little money. And they promised thousands of dollars of money. What a bunch of load of bullshit. Do not fall for this scam. You need to watch out for these scams, because there's a lot of people out there who will tell you, yeah, you can make so much money doing this. Money. They'll always point to the numbers. They won't point to the fact what makes them get those numbers and the frustration that you actually have to go through to get those numbers. So just because you're making, you know, passive income online does not mean that you have to, like, you have to actually go through this. You have to go through a lot of failure and a lot of frustration before you're ever going to make that money that you want to make. And so it's going to, like, you know, it's really going to tear you to your soul and really frustrate you till you're like, yeah, okay, I'm in the right place and I feel that I'm starting to make that money. Really, that is the most retarded thing. It's fun. It sucks that it's really that dishonest, but it really is online. How many promises and how many false promises there are, and how many gurus out there are out there that will tell you that you can make all this money by doing the simple trick. You know, if ever I hear that with that fucking term again, simple trick, you can do just this one simple trick. They make it sound so simple, but it is not simple, guys. It is not simple. Okay, if it was simple, all of us would fucking be billionaires. Let's be real. You know, there wouldn't be so many fucking suckers being scammed out of their fucking money, believing that they're in a silly product. I almost got scammed several times by things like this. And it's funny to me. I'm going to have a sip of water. But, you know, you listen to people like Gary Vaynerchuk and listen to people like that because they're the people that are honest. Gary Vaynerchuk, I've only listened to a few of his, but for the most part, like, what he's been saying is completely my experience. So really, like, what passive income is more like investments. Say, you download like the Acorn app, that's more like passive income. Acorns or Stash, which I have both of those apps, and I'm not really sure. The thing I don't understand about Stash though is I'm like wondering, I can't really extract money from it. So I'm like, but you can get a debit card on it. So you do have access to that money. And you are able to use that money. So I would definitely think about using an investment app if you have, in the future, if you have a decent amount of income. Maybe don't, and make sure you have a bank and you're ready to put roundups on, because roundups are really good because they're basically like you're putting money, like little bits of spare change, in the stock market and investing it for you. You know what I mean? Like, and if you lose this money, you know, it's not that bad, because you know what I mean? Like, don't put a ton of money in. Don't be like, yeah, man, $2,000, all your money. Don't be fucking dumb. Like, putting a lot of money into the investment might not be the smartest thing yet, because the economy right now is kind of unstable, and the stock market probably is going to crash in about a year or pretty soon. You know, it's unknown what will happen, but I think the stock market is going to crash. And anyways, you know, that is a real way of passive income, I think. And then there's real estate, which I am getting into, and that's kind of, you know, all of these investments, they really take a gut wrench for me, because it's like, I don't know if I'm always throwing away my money. You know, you don't know if you're just throwing your money away or you're investing in something that'll make you more. You really don't. You're kind of just like guessing. Okay, maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. Maybe it will. But you know, like, I want to tell you that really nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is ever guaranteed. And especially if someone tells you that it's going to be guaranteed, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. They're gonna tell you this shit. They're gonna tell you this. Anyway, this is the end of my podcast. This is my first episode of the Jay Hunter Show. Thank you and have a good day. Hello, how's it going? Just wanted to make another episode of this. It's been a while since I've actually made one of these, and don't get very many viewers anyway. I need to figure out how to share this, and I'm kind of wondering how do I actually get people to listen to my podcast. I'm kind of curious, because there's not really much explanation on the app on how to get, you know, listeners and get people who follow you and listen to you talk about whatever. And I'm just going to talk about things that are kind of going on in my life, and not really much is happening, just busy and just been working. So I've been working for about 6 years for a company that travels. I travel frequently. Part of my lifestyle is I'll be in a hotel, usually in place for about a week, and I'll kind of go and I'll move and I'll move and I'll move from place to place. It's interesting. It's a fun lifestyle, but it gets kind of like drag after you've been doing it for 6 years. Like, it doesn't matter how much you enjoy it at the end of the day if you've been doing it for a very long time. I feel like
no matter what it is, you're just going to get, like, kind of, like, bored of it and tired and just, like, in the same routine. Like, I'm kind of looking for some excitement in my life. I'm kind of looking for the idea of being on my own, completely on my own. As scary as it sounds amazing to have a lifestyle where I could do what I want when I want. And, you know, with my job, I've had access and I've had the ability to thankfully research this and learn about it, and it gives me great hope when I go to work. And it's the one thing that kind of keeps me going. Like, honestly, if I didn't think about this, if I didn't think about getting out of the lifestyle, getting of changing and figuring out and having a plan, I don't think I would care. I would just keep doing the lifestyle and I'd keep being miserable. And I you know, it makes me feel more happy thinking about the idea of wealth. And but to be honest, I don't really care about wealth. I don't care about fancy cars or big houses or even that much about money. I really care about bringing value to people. I really care about creating an experience for people where I live that will change their perspective on life and will give them endless possibilities, and just realize that life doesn't need to be so we don't need to work every day and be, you know, thinking about money, worried about money all the time. And I hate, you know, I hate having a job because I hate trading my time for money. Like, it is the worst thing. It is such an awful thing. I feel like I'm trading all this time. I'm just getting older and older, and then I'm like, what do I have answered? This number in my bank account, it's just a number. It can't, you know, it can buy you happiness, I suppose, you know what I mean? But money is not important to me. I have a lot of money and I've saved a lot, but the reason I want to make more money is obviously because I want to have more time. It's not even about money. It's about time. For me, it's completely about time. It's completely facilitated on the fact that I want to push for just an you know, a life of abundance, a life of complete freedom, a life away from a job where I would never have to work again, and I could do whatever the hell I want, and all of the value that I would deliver would be completely through online services. And this service that I'm developing currently is a touring service that will be in the Colorado Springs area that will be automatically set up through automated services, but mostly it will be done through me and my company, Ferris Travel Adventures. So the experience would have you going through various locations in Colorado depending on what the trip was. You'd set up the trip and you'd customize the experience, and you would ultimately have the ability to set up and create whatever the experience is that you want. And I would cover all of the expenses, all of the travel, all of the things, and I would get that set up for you. Now, I wouldn't be paying for that, but I would help you find the best prices and find the best way, and I'd validate my time that way, and I'd give you the experience that you want, you know, especially. And what I'm aiming for is generally people who are retired, who are around 60 years old, and if you're around that range, this experience I think is really for you. It is a unbelievable time that you would have, and it's something that you deserve. If you've worked hard your whole life, and you deserve to see your wife happy. You deserve to enjoy your money. You deserve to enjoy the time that you have on this planet. You know, we don't always get that much time. Life is short. So, you know, especially if you've finished working, you've been working for how many years, and you finally have made that money, you finally retired, and you can finally get off. And, like, that's what this experience is for. It's for people like you who deserve this type of freedom and deserve this type of experience and an enjoyable trip in beautiful Colorado, beautiful scenery. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Aspen? Do you want to go to Pueblo? Do you want to go to Colorado Springs? Do you want to go to wherever? Do you want to go to Castle Rock? There's so many good places and so many things to see. And it is an absolutely beautiful place. I've lived in Colorado most of my life, and I want to bring this experience to you. I want to bring I really want to bring this value to you. And through my website, you'll be able to set up these experiences. You will be able to set up anything. And just call my number and we will get this going. And we will figure out what we can do. And you can expect the best service possible. You can expect good response time, friendly, because you're going to be dealing directly with me. And anything that goes wrong, I will take responsibility and I will work through it. I will listen to your complaints. I'll listen to your concerns. And we will make sure, I will make sure that every step of that trip, that you are having a good time. And if it is not a good trip, you can have your money back. If you are not happy, if you are not satisfied with your trip. But I will make sure, though, of the experience. Because you don't always know what you want to do. You don't know Colorado. You've never been to Colorado. If you've never been to Colorado, this is for you. This is the experience that will bring you and give you the best time of your life. And, yeah, so anyway. Also, okay, so that's my travel experience. So I'm just talking about that. That's my company, Ferris Travel Adventures, and you can look at it on Facebook. Ferris Travel Adventures and FerrisTravelAdventures.com is my website. Very excited about that, and I really want people to be excited about this, and I cannot wait, honestly, to get this going. Because not only do I want to build the life of abundance, but I want people to experience the life of abundance, and I want the life of abundance to be the product. That is the product. The product is this amazing time that you can have. You know, I will personally make sure that you are taken care of. I will have tour guides operating, and they will take you on a private experience, depending on whatever the tour guide services are, but we will refer you to that person, and then that way you will be able to have that experience. Thank you so much. Anyway, I'm done talking about my service as much as I could talk about that all day. I'm super pumped about it. Anyway, so what's going on in my life is a lot of things have happened in the last year for me. A lot of things are good and a lot of things that are bad and a lot of things that are really unbelievable and things that I never thought I would happen in my life. I've skated for, I don't even know, like probably 17 plus years now, pretty much ever since I was a little kid. I grew up in an ice rink, you know. I grew up in, you know, on the ice pretty much. And I grew up, you know, my mother was a coach. And, you know, we would skate every day. Like, I would literally skate all day. And all I know is skating. All I really know is performing. I've been performing in I've been performing for Disney on Ice for about almost 6 years now. This is my sixth tour, and I will be performing for my sixth tour this year. And going into this year, I've had unfortunately gone through an injury where I dislocated part of my shoulder, which was a frustrating experience. Still hurts a little bit and still kind of recovering. The shoulder kind of like the joint like rolls and doesn't move the right way all the time. So anyway, the experience, you know, what the reason, there's a big bunch of whys of why I'm doing that experience, but getting off the road is very important to me. Getting off my time frame right now, my goal is 2 years. A realistic goal is 2 years. And 2 years from now, I'm hoping to have this business fully, fully functioning. If I can get it done in a year, that'll be fantastic. If I can get it done as soon as possible, if I can get people coming into Colorado, enjoying, having a great time, delivering value, and then, of course, getting paid for that, that will be the dream. No expenses will be made because I will have a functioning business and I will be able to cover all expenses with profits and I will be able to pay for anything I need and I'll be all right. And that's my goal. That is my ultimate goal. And you know, I'm learning, you know, I'm experimenting. I'm, you know, kind of demonstrating out there what I want to be doing. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on and a lot to learn and a lot of things, you know, that can go wrong. You know, 99% of these businesses, they tend to fail. They fail for a reason, because for several reasons, because people think that they could just make money overnight. That's not how it works. Well, that's what I realized. I mean, maybe for some people it works that way, but unfortunately it does not work that way immediately. It'd be great if it did, but this is why people work, because, you know, taking that first step to get out of that comfort zone, to get out of kind of the monotony, is very difficult. And it's very difficult for me because I'm still trying to get out of that. Like, it's going to take me a while, and I know it's going to take me a while, so I'm kind of being patient with myself and learning to adapt to different situations. So, you know, that is the experience that I'm going for. And, you know, life is short, so, you know, you gotta take your time with certain things, but at the same time, you gotta have a goal, I think, in mind for that time, you know, when you finish, you know, when you go to that next chapter, because you can't stay in one chapter and just rely on one income. It's just not applicable. That's why a lot of people get trapped in the wage slavery. I feel like wage slavery, that's what I'll call it, is people get trapped in jobs and relying on a dream that is not yours. You know, that's why I'm building my own dream. I'm trying to build my own dream. I don't care if people laugh at me. I don't care if people think it won't work. Maybe it won't work. Maybe it will work. You know, failure is the best lesson. It is the best teacher. And you have to fail first. And you have to be very patient. And you have to kind of just be okay with losing money and okay, you know, with that. Because I know I'm going to lose a lot of money. And I know that I'm, you know, a real struggle is ahead. But, you know, I'm willing to let that happen, you know. Anyway, thank you so much.
Can you believe we are the champions, my friends? Dun, dun. Okay. Yeah, it's the Jay Show. How's everyone doing today? Everyone's having a good day. I've had a good day off, and I've been sleeping most of the day and got my injury report fixed because I hurt my arm a few weeks ago. So I'm trying to, like, get, you know, still recover. So, yeah, another episode of me talking to myself and, yeah, sitting and you're listening, and no one listens to this anyway, but who cares? I don't care. Do you care? I don't care. I mean, I'm still going to make it. So, you know, I don't really care who listens, who doesn't. If you want to listen to me, that's great. If you don't want to, I don't care. Go away. I don't care. You know, that's life, you know. Rejection is and failure is part of life, and a lot of people may or may not like me, and I don't really care if they do or not, you know. That's just kind of my point in life right now. I'm just like, I don't care. Oh, you know. So, I've had a lot of weird things happen this year. A lot of weird things happen. After years of being single and, you know, never having a girlfriend. I never had a girlfriend until, I guess, 8 months ago. I finally had my first girlfriend, and things were going really well, and we were clicking really well. I mean, things did go really, and I love this girl. Like, I cared about her, but unfortunately that she's younger than me, and I'm a little bit older, so I had more aspirations that were going to, aspirations that were a little bit too mature for her. Like, things that were just a little bit too complex for her to understand, and unfortunately that's one of the things that ended the relationship, I feel like. And there's several reasons, and there's some things I did wrong, and there's some habits I need to work on, and some things that I can always do better, but I'm sure she's fine now. She doesn't need me. She's got a million dudes talking to her, so she doesn't need me. And, you know, I also had some weird things happen with women where they were some women were giving me, like, hints, like, sometimes they give you hints like they like you, but then they're all like, then you just say no, and they're just all like, and they get all butthurt, like, I mean, and I didn't even mean to say no, I just was in a relationship, I didn't mean to offend anyone, I'm sorry if I did offend anyone who I rejected a very beautiful girl, but that's alright, you know. I didn't mean to, like, I know she took it really personally, and I'm like, I didn't mean to upset you, but well, that's just the way life is, I guess. And then now she doesn't want to have anything to do with me, I guess. I guess that's just the way life is sometimes. Either people want to be hanging out with you or they don't. And I'm rarely hanging out with anyone, so I'm like, whatever, I don't really care. I don't want to sit in a room and be bored and have nothing to talk about. It's like, I'm not into small talk. I'm not into, like, okay, how's the weather outside? Oh, my God, good, good. You want to tell a movie with me yesterday? Oh, my God, this is so good. Oh, my God. What's going on in my job? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, I did this wrong. Oh, my God, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm not, like, it's like, I don't care. Like, I hate small talk. It's so pointless. It's like, let's talk about something interesting. Or if we're going to talk a movie, let's talk about the finer points of the movie. Like, what is the movie about? What is the motto? Why is this character interesting? Why is the story good? It's like, not just like that the story is good. It's like, clearly, if I'm coming to a movie, the story is good. I'm not going to watch a movie that has a bad story that's boring. That's one of the reasons I don't like Star Wars, the newer Star Wars movies. There's a lot of people who are saying, like, oh, it's because they're afraid of strong women and because women and blah, blah, blah. That's just not true. The reason I don't like the newer Star Wars movies is not because there's strong female characters. They could be the best characters ever. That's not the problem. It's the fact that there's no backstory between what's happened in, like, the original trilogy of Star Wars. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, well, the original movies have, like, a defined story and a defined narrative that makes sense. And then these movies come out and they're like, oh yeah, this happens, like, 60 years later. Excuse me, sorry. Got very thirsty. I drank some juice. I was drinking some orange juice. And it was so delicious. And because I'm talking so quickly and talking so fast, I make myself very thirsty. Oh yeah, ladies. Yeah, make myself thirsty. Oh yeah. Sorry, I'm a crazy person. Anyway, yes. So what we were talking about, yeah, Star Wars. So, yeah, like, what the heck? Just why is there no narrative between the saga, like the original trilogy, and they're like, yeah, 30 years happens or 60 years happens. Like, what the heck happens in those 30 years? It's like, 30 years is a long time. Okay, so basically, there's another unit called the First Order. They're literally the same thing as the Empire, and then we have the Resistance. It's literally the same thing as the Rebellion, and they're like, oh, yo, this is original storytelling. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go make, oh, we have, oh, Poe Dameron, who's the freaking, you know, original, you know, a pilot, but oh, wait, he's the same freaking concept as Luke from the original trilogy, and they add nothing fresh to it. They add nothing that is, like, interesting into the, like, series, and they make it boring. They turn Star Wars into something that is boring, and that's unfortunate. Add some new content. Take the risk, Disney, and make a movie that actually challenges the narrative. But don't just, like, but don't take a crap on the narrative either. Like, Last Jedi. Okay, it's like Force Awakens was not perfect. Yeah, it's like, it wasn't original. There was a lot of problems, but it was way better than The Last Jedi. And guess what? The prequel. I'd rather watch Phantom Menace than these movies. I'd rather watch Phantom Menace all day than watch Last Jedi. Why? Because there's just no backstory. Because in The Phantom Menace, at least you understand each character has a compelling narrative and has a compelling backstory. It's like, okay, well, Darth Maul, he was, like, you know, recruited by Palpatine. So he was, you know, he has a backstory. He's from the Night Sisters. He's a Force user. He has a story to him. From birth, he's been working with Darth Maul. What does Kylo Ren have? He's like, I guess Luke was like, okay, I don't like you anymore. I'm going to come in your tent and try to kill you. There we go, dark side. Wow, interesting narrative. No backstory, nothing to make you, like, interested in that character or, like, give him a living. I mean, it's just unfortunate. It's not the actor's fault. It's really not the actor's fault. It's not anything to do with whether if there's strong female leads. Just be, like, nice if we knew their backstory. And then creating a villain, Snoke. Oh, he's just nobody. It's like, who is this character? Like, give him a freaking backstory. It doesn't matter. You can't just put a character in a movie. Expect people who have been used to a defined narrative that has had been structured, where every character had a backstory and had a compelling narrative, to now having no backstory and no narrative and being like, wondering why they're upset and not liking the movie. You're going to label them as sexist or whatever, which is absurd, you know, but you're going to freaking, but you're not going to like make compelling characters and expect people to like the movies. Like, I am not supporting the next movie. I'm not interested. I don't care. I love Star Wars, but I'm not interested in the newer movies. They're just boring. They're boring. They're not interesting to me. They're not Star Wars, in my opinion, and I'm not going to even believe them as canon unless they do something to make this backstory fit in with the rest of the universe. You can't just have no backstory for a lot of these characters. You have to write something. So the writers need to take responsibility and kind of be like, hey, we have no backstory for these characters. What's the point of the story anymore? It's like, what's the point? And that's why people are frustrated with Star Wars. So, anyway, I'm at the end of that rant. And then we're going to move on to the another pleasant, you know, another very pleasant topic. And I'm going to talk like somebody from England. I'm not sure how this sounds. Probably sound like a douche. And I'm probably making all the English people facepalm, you know, because they didn't like when Americans try to, emulate the accent, you know, mate. It's sort of that way, you know. They really don't like it, mate. Yeah, they really don't, you know. Or it's quite, you know, it's not all right, mate. It's not okay. All right. So yeah. Anyway, you know, like this, you know, people who are. It's really interesting to me that it is the most popular thing to despise or to hate a country, to hate America. I mean, yeah, America has flaws, and obviously the U.S. government has done some pretty bad things to warrant that hatred, but it's not my fault. It's not American citizens' fault, the decision that a government makes. I do not have a choice. You guys got to realize that it is an empire. Is a very big, very powerful institution, and it's been controlling people and building up itself for years. And people think that hating, you know, the average citizens and blaming them is going to, like, you know, it's really not worth hating us. We didn't choose some of the things that our government does. But there's some great things about America, and America has influenced the world. America has influenced every country in the world. It's in one form or another, America has changed the entire dynamic of the way societies are built and the way people look at freedom and look at the human condition. And it's deeper than just people who are fat. Like, people, when they look at America on the outside, they see these fat people and they see obnoxious people, and yes, there are some people who make choices, but you got to realize that's the thing. The people who are like that, they had choices, they had freedom to do what they want, and so yes, some of them do make the wrong choices, but that doesn't mean that freedom itself is a bad thing, and that chaos is not acceptable, you know. And we live in a place that, in a country that, and you know, I think of in a state of world today where people are so afraid of their own freedom, they'd rather be a slave. They'd rather sign their rights and turn their rights to a government because they have no ability to think for themselves. And that's just unfortunate. And that's unfortunate that we live in a world like that, where people think that safety is so much more important than freedom. And I'm going to tell you today that freedom, as dangerous as it is, as scary as it is, as, you know, unpredictable as it is the right decision. It is the moral decision. It is the right thing for humans. We need freedom. We need to be able to make our decisions. We need privacy. We need security, but we need to be able to take care of ourselves with security. We shouldn't have to rely on other things to take care of ourselves. If we are that weak, then what is the point of freedom? And is there any freedom if we are that weak? Ask yourself this. It's like, just think about this. Like, why do we have to go and give up so much freedom just for a little bit of convenient security so we can feel a little bit safer? I mean, I don't feel safe in this world. To be honest with you, I don't feel any safer. I never felt any safer from when they put in the security measures to when they took, you know, to when they're taking away more and more of our free speech and our rights, and they're stepping on it. And then you have, you know, people, you know, who have guns and saying, you know, it's wrong for a citizen to have a weapon. You got to realize there's kind of a double standard here. And that's another thing foreigners really don't understand. Why do all these citizens have weapons? Oh my God, they're shooting sometimes. And yes, shootings do happen, but you got to realize one thing about shootings is that less than more people are killed in car accidents. More people are killed in plane crashes. More people are killed of infectious diseases. More people are killed of heart disease than they are in mass shootings. Mass shootings are surprisingly actually very low, but the media has blown every one of them out of proportion. Like they're like it's like an epidemic. Like there's some genocidal maniacs walking around in the U.S. every fucking day, just like killing everyone. It's like, well, then if that were true, how would society be operating like that? If it was really like that, guys, just think about that. Would you be able to go to work? Would you be able to, like, you know, do the things that you do safely if we lived in a world that was that dangerous? Like, it's truly not. It's clearly absurd. It's clearly, like, we live in a dangerous world, but there's nothing to be afraid of that would warrant taking away freedom. There just isn't. The life is chaotic. You know, life, like, humans, we existed in a world which, you know, back in our, you know, in our evolution, before we had technology, before we had anything, we lived in caves and we didn't have any freaking lights and we didn't have any security, and somebody could take something from you if they wanted to. There was no possessions. But yeah, we live in such a world that you know, we almost forget that we are still animals, you know, and that, you know, unfortunately, bad things happen. You know, bad things happen and other animals die and things happen, you know. Bad things happen to people. Bad things happen to good people. Bad things will happen to me, and I know that's inevitable. You know, and I'm willing to accept that. I'm willing to accept that, yeah, some things that are going to happen to me are bad. I mean, I've had bad things happen to me already. Lots of bad things. Lots of problems. But you know what I mean? Life isn't always perfect, and you just learn to just roll with it. Even if, you know, it can be very tough. The latest challenge that I'm kind of dealing with right now is just because I've had one girlfriend ever, it's hard for me sometimes to just let go of her. But I realized I had to. I had to let go of it. I had to let go and just completely let her do her own thing and, like, just block her out of my life because it just wasn't doing anything good for me at the end of the day. And it's nothing personal against her, but that's just the way it is. And then it's going to be very hard for me to actually get in a relationship again or link with another female because I just don't trust very easily because I'm so afraid of this type of behavior from younger women. I'm very skeptical of women who are 18 or younger because I know that they're going to be wanting maximum attention, all that. And I'm like, I don't have time for I don't have the energy for that. I'm not interested in that, in giving 200% of my attention. I just don't have that much time or energy. And I have other things in my life that I'm way more focused on. You know, for financially, I'm so much more focused on that than anything. It's my biggest priority is my financial goals. And I still have a lot to learn. I've made a lot of mistakes. And I'm learning, but I'm screwing up a lot. And, you know, we'll just see how it goes. Anyway, guys, hope everyone's having a good day. And I'm done. I'm done talking. I'm kind of just, my voice is like, anyway, see you guys. Hello, hello. It's been a while since I've made one of these. Just wanted to, I don't really go off a script when I make these. I just kind of talk and I just kind of let whatever comes out of my head kind of comes out of my head and I let it happen and just, you know, life has been hard, a little bit difficult right now. Still in the same job, still struggling with a lot of life decisions. I am currently investing in a real estate project, a very profitable one, I believe, and one that could be my first property that will, I believe, put me on this path to success. It's a risk. It's a $99,000 property. It's in an area of Colorado that I don't know if it'll rent out or if will work out, but I'm invested in it. I'm going in. I'm taking the risk. I'm like, screw it. I've had enough of waiting. I've had enough of being a slave. I've had enough of, you know, wondering, when am I going to be out of this job? You know, when am I going to be free? You know, I want to take that freedom and fucking pull it by the horns and fucking, you know, let it fucking happen, man, because I'm fucking ready to be fucking, to let my wealth build up and to put my money to work. I'm going to put 20 grand down on this house, and I'm just saying, fuck it. I'm not looking for anybody's approval. I'm not looking for anybody's suggestions. I'm doing this for myself. I'm investing myself, and this is what, you know, this is what you have to do, I think, to become wealthy. You have to invest in real estate. It's just the reality. You have to, like, it's the first, you know, before you can build a business or of any kind, I feel like you need a cash flow that's going to increase. You just can't have effective cash flow making money with the job. It's just not enough money, and unfortunately that's you know, especially on the rate I'm getting paid, it's just not enough money. And I'm starting to grow my YouTube, starting to grow things. Next week we're gonna have another YouTube video. I'm gonna try to upload YouTube videos on all of my channels. I have three different channels. One is called Reclaimer Gamer, another is Mr. Freedom, and another one is Ferris Entertainment. So look out for those three channels. Those that'll be daily posts on Instagram will be done every day. Usually it'll be scenic pictures. That this is, you know, the extent of my online presence. More scenery pictures, more advertisements about my business, Ferris Travel, which is going to be a travel business that will have many different things in it, skiing, skating, whatever you want to do. It's a customizable trip. And, you know, in Colorado, this is going to be an amazing experience for anyone. Completely would recommend it. And if anyone be interested, you can contact me at 719-270-1870 if you're interested in purchasing a plan, a travel plan for Colorado, and if you're interested on going on a very fun trip, winter, summer, doesn't matter, this trip, this tour will be amazing, and you should definitely do it. Anyway, aside from the advertisements, I'm pretty much, you know, free advertising for myself, you know. Anyway, we have a lot of things to learn in life, and like things just don't always work out. You know, failure is part of it. And I feel like if I fail, whatever goes wrong with this first real estate deal, I'll learn from it. And it'll become like a very important, you know, point in my life, because this will be the time where I become a man, you know. I'm 26 years old, and it seems kind of sad, but I've really kind of been under the thumb of my parents for a long time, and I'm kind of tired of that. Well, I'm beyond tired of that, honestly. I'm ready to make my own damn decisions. I'm fucking tired of being told what to do, honestly. I'm so tired of it. I'm like, I don't fucking care if it's a bad decision or a good decision. It's my money. They'd probably tell me, oh, it's too expensive. Oh, don't do that, you know. Fuck them. That's what I think right now. As much as parents do to love you, unfortunately, when you're 26 and your parents are still telling you what to fucking do, it's time to be like, it's time to fucking grow a pair, fucking just do it. This real estate deal is going to be very profitable. I'm really excited about it.
Most people I'm around don't give a fuck about me, don't give a shit about my existence.
It's honestly how I feel. It's not how I feel. It's the reality I live in. Are you kidding me? Like, I fucking, people could give a fuck if I fucking got hit by a car tomorrow. They probably wouldn't even fucking notice. They wouldn't fucking notice if I fucking got shot. If I fucking jumped off a building, they wouldn't fucking notice. People are like, oh, you matter. Nah, I fucking know I don't fucking matter. And I'm not fucking depressed about it, honestly. I just fucking accept it. I just fucking understand the world I live in. Doesn't matter how I feel. No one fucking cares, man. Doesn't fucking matter. Does not matter how I feel, because I have like one person that maybe understands. Maybe like one out of five people that could even fucking come close to understanding me. Even then, they still don't fucking really truly understand me. I don't know if I'm I'm not really depressed, but I'm kind of just like over people. I'm over everything. I'm just so frustrated with things. I really, really want to fucking quit my job, but I might have to deal with it for a little bit longer due to the real estate deal that I'm doing, because I need to save that money. So I need to keep making money. But in the meantime, I'm going to start looking for a new job and try to change jobs as soon as possible. But if I can't do that, then I'm going to just get renters in there, and that'll put an income that will be happening aside from this. You know, an income will start growing, because I'm going to try to get a long-term renter. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping for a long, long-term renter, like, in there immediately as soon as I get this property up and going, inspected, all good. I want renters in there. You know, I want it, you know, put together, and yeah. So anyway, guys, I hope everyone's having a good day, and yeah, that's the end of the J Show, blah blah blah. Hey guys, how's it going? I haven't made one of these in a while. I'm gonna try to make one every week if I can. It's just kind of difficult to find time to just, you know, talk to myself. I don't get a lot of time with my job, a lot of time on my own, so it's hard for me to make these. I really like to have time to myself if I'm going to make one of these, because this is a personal thing. You know, this podcast is really fun for me to do, and I really want to continue doing it. So whoever listens to this, just if you could share it and just get people to listen to it, and yeah, just because I want more people to listen to what I have to say, and I want to influence the world, so the more people that can listen to this, that's fantastic. So whoever the hell listens to this, somebody listens to this, please share it. And share it with other people, because this, you know, it needs, I need to grow, I want to grow on the internet. Also, obviously, you know, again, I'm going to bring up my travel service, Fares Travel, adventures.com. Please visit that. It's, we're going to build an incredible business that will allow people to make customizable trips in Colorado that will be amazing, and will be personal. You will be able to go where the hell you want. You'll be able to go skiing, biking, whatever. You name it, we're going to be able to do it, and, you know, it's going to be just a fun trip, and no stress, no schedules, nothing, you know. Like, that's the whole goal of it, is just to bring back, you know, to get people to break their mold, to break their routine, to break, you know, get out of the fucking rat race for a little bit and fucking enjoy some nature, you know. I think it's good for the human soul, and yeah, check out my website if you want more information about this product and this service. Like I said, in this my situation right now is I'm working. I'm currently in Canada, in Edmonton, Canada, and I'm working and doing my job, potentially investing. I was eventually, unfortunately, the house that I invested in was a no-go, so I didn't, I ended up thankfully not investing in it. It would have been, but the house was just a no-go. The house was broken, so fortunately, the low price was incredible, but unfortunately, it wasn't a good investment because of the foundational issues and possible just problems with the house that made it just a no-go and not a good investment. As far as legality goes. So, anyway, that's what's going on. Anyway, my website, I've worked on my website, I've updated my website, I have a lot of that stuff going on. So I am pursuing this passive income, nevertheless, I'm just not investing a lot of money. I also sell toothpaste on a site called newskin.com. Newskin/ Joel Benjamin Ferris, I think, if you want to purchase some toothpaste. It's more expensive than normal. A lot of people are kind of get irritated. Oh my God, it's so expensive. Why is it so expensive? Well, this is quality toothpaste. Very well done. It will make your teeth white. I use it every day, and I recommend using it. And yeah, that's another thing that'll help me out. Also, check out my YouTube channel, Reclaimer Gamer. Subscribe if you can give it a chance. And follow me on Instagram, joel.ferristravel. So,
Yeah. I mean, these days I don't. Last week I was hanging with my friend. I had a pretty good time chilling in, Calgary, Canada. It was pretty nice. Honestly, these days I'm so lazy. I don't like to even leave my room most of the time. I just like to save my money and chill out. It's just nice. Just not being around anyone. And people are annoying. People are really annoying. Except, you know, a couple of close friends that I like hanging out with, but that's about it. Very rarely hang out with people anymore these days. So, yes. What else? Yeah, I got a video hopefully coming from YouTube either this week or next week. Which will be another gaming video for Reclaimer Gamer, because I'm a many different types of style marketer. I mean, I like to call myself a marketer. I guess I'm a freelance writer, marketer, whatever. I'm freelance everything. I don't run by anyone. I do my own thing, and this podcast is independent. I do what I want, and I think what I want, you know. I don't have anything that dictates, you know, what content, what I will say and what I won't say. I'll say what comes from my mind, whether it offends anyone, I don't really care. You know, I'm not going to let the internet or I'm not going to let anyone tell me what to do or say when it comes to my speech and when it comes to what I think. I've been thinking a lot about my culture and about the world I live in, and we just live in a weird, as far as the millennial generation goes, I really don't fit in with the mold with my generation or the generation before, because I interact with a lot of people who are in the younger generation where they grow up in technology, where I grew up, you know, going outside, but a lot of the people who grew up that are a little bit younger than me grew up with technology, or even if they were just a few years younger than me. I mean, as little as 3 years younger than me, that's, you're pretty much in a different generation than me. And that's the thing. The millennial generation divide is kind of odd. Very odd divide. But with Generation X, because Generation X is more focused on, they're more technologically inclined. They religiously will use Instagram and Twitter and all that crap. I use Instagram mostly to build up following, build up attention to my product and my services that I'm trying to do, to market myself in general. That's pretty much what I'm using Instagram for. I don't particularly like social media. I'll be honest with you. I don't like social media. I don't care for technology. I don't really even care for building a business online, but it's the easiest way to build a business if you think about it. Like, online is an advertising marketplace that allows you to attract people in a way you couldn't if you were just like, oh, I'm just going to start a business. You know, like, you know, marketing is so important. Getting attention to any business is important, you know. So that's why I've built my website up and I've made it as good as possible. And I appreciate feedback. So if anybody does go to my website and they're like, oh man, this looks weird, or if you just feel like the messaging could be better, or if you're just like confused about something, you know, let me know and let's talk about it. You know, like, let's know, because I always like to hear feedback of like what I can do to communicate with to other people, because I have trouble relating with a lot of people in general because I'm not a very social person, so I don't always understand what people like when it comes to travel and. But I think traveling appeals to pretty much everyone, and I feel like it's pretty simple, you know, to set up a trip and go out in the outdoors and create a business out of that. I think it's pretty simple. It's a pretty simplistic business model, but it works, you know, and people need to get away from things. I think that is important, and, you know, and plus it gives me something to do, and it gives me, you know, I'd rather work for myself. I don't want to work for a company. I want to work for my own company, which is my company. The Ferris Travel is my thing. It's my company. It's my own thing. It's something I've created. And that's why I'm proud of it. It's like, yeah, I haven't made money with it, but I built the marketing on my own. I've invested in it. Like, this is a serious thing. And now I have an email campaign going today, because I just launched my email campaign this morning. So we've got a lot of things going on there. And yeah, I'm very excited about what is going on. And super pumped. Just super, super excited to launch this business and to hopefully get out of the rat race in a few years. I'm hoping to get to be actually not have to have not to work with a stupid company that I don't really care about working for. Not that the job isn't fun. I like the job. The job isn't stupid, but the company that I work for is stupid. I'm just gonna put it out there. Like, the company I work for is not
a company that operates in the best interests of its employees or even its consumers, in my opinion. I don't believe that they don't care about the consumers, and I feel like companies that don't care about their consumers and only care about the money, it is absolutely disgusting, and it makes me frustrated. Because capitalism is about the money, yes, and it's about profits, yes, but it's also about creating a product that has quality and is going to satisfy and treat the consumers the way they deserve, and the employees of a company that work for a company deserve the compensation that they get, you know, I think there's an attitude among people who want to be business owners, I don't have any employees in my company, but I can tell you this, like, if you were an employee and if you worked for Ferris Travel, I would treat you like you would be the manager, like you would be treated high up. I wouldn't treat you any different than I would treat somebody who's a higher up. Who was higher in the company. You know, I would treat you in a way that would promote your growth and help you out, because I work for a company that doesn't promote my growth, and I see how debilitating and frustrating it is to feel like you don't exist to an employer, to feel like your employer could care less. And my employer, I feel like they could care less. They could give a crap about me. They could give a shit about me. Yeah, they're like, okay, insurance, okay, and they salt me up with the insurance and the free hotel and the free whatever, but it doesn't make me like them, you know. It doesn't make me like think that they're good people. It's like, oh yeah, you can give me all the nice things all you want, but what about like hello, what about a, you know, I care about you as a person. I care about your future. I really am concerned. Well, I want you to have a family. I want you to do the things that make you a happy life. And I'm going to tell you this. If you do work for this company, if you ever were interested in being employment here, because I have no employees here, you would be treated by somebody who cares about you. You know, that is the forefront of my business. I care about people's satisfaction. I really do. And I care about it more than a personal level. And it's like the money is just like is like something that will exchange for the service. It is not like I give a crap about the money. I could give a shit about the money, but you having an amazing experience is what I care about. I will give you your money back if you don't have an amazing experience here. Like that is the point of this trip. These trips will be awesome because I know Colorado. I've driven all over there. I know what's the best places to go, best spots, and I will take you there. So, like, you know, go to ferristravels.com, check it out. Anyway, you know, you can work, if you work for a big corporation, you just need to realize that big corporations don't care about people. And, you know, there's a difference between a mom and pop store. There's a difference between a small business and a big corporation. Big corporations have nothing to do with capitalism. That's one thing I'll tell you. Capitalism operates on a bound that a big company shouldn't exist in a capitalistic society. Corporations shouldn't exist because corporations aren't companies. Corporations are many governments that operate, are pretty much governments that operate off of the profits. Yes, they get their money in a different way than a government, but they operate exactly the same way. Same bureaucratic, stupid way that a government operates. A company operates pretty much the same way. Silly meetings, hours and hours of wasted time for employees. Denied benefits sometimes. Shitty treatment of employees and treating employees like they're human cardboard or they're human cattle is disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting, but yet it's quite at the forefront of generally any corporation and employers. And people say, oh, favoritism, you know, like if you see favoritism in the workplace, it's like, oh, every job's like that. It's like, well, this just shows the culture we live in. If that is the way it is in every job, then this, I don't want any part of it. You know what I mean? If you feel that, if you just give me a comment and respond you like this post to respond, if you understand, you feel the same way about what these companies do, like what frustrates you about a corporation, what makes you like, what the fuck, you know, like what the hell is going on here? Why can't this company care about me, not about its profits, not about its, you know, its equipment, not about, you know, but about me as a person.
that makes me want to go into work and feel like I am serving a better purpose beyond just putting somebody's, a person I do not even know, I am putting money in their pocket they could give a rat's ass. You know, that is not a good way to look at people like cattle. Somebody that does something good for you, you should give them something back. You more than just money. You give them human compassion, which is what a lot of people don't have anymore. What a lot of people think is so weird and so weak. The people really need that at a job, you know? You know, and I'm sick of the, you know, like the traditional culture, the traditional way we're going to treat everyone. No empathy. We're just going to fucking make them work. But we don't care about gratitude. And especially people who run companies do not give a shit about gratitude, but yet they teach it. They teach it. Oh, be gratitude. Give me gratitude for the fact that I'm paying you money. What about the fact? What about the gratitude that you should give your freaking employees about the fact that they are helping your company grow? Your company couldn't exist without those employees that are helping your company, but yet you are gonna, you know, throw on them, give them fines. It is disgusting. The way the company I work for, it is disgusting the way they treat their employees. It is absolutely disgusting. I don't care if you give me a day off. That is not what I'm asking for. I don't care about a day off. I don't care about free stuff. I like the free stuff. That helps my life. But that doesn't make me want to come to work and enjoy my day. What would make me is if my manager says hello to me and makes me feel like they care about me a little bit. You know, that is truly what I believe in. I don't know about you, but if you believe the same thing as me, give this a like, respond to it, give me a message, you know, give me some feedback about what you think, you know, your employer treats you. What is your problem? Is it? And if it's good, tell me why it's good or why I'm looking at it the wrong way. But I think that employers could do a better job of respecting their employees. And that is why people push towards socialism and they get sick of their job. It is because employers consistently sometimes do not recognize the effort that the people in their company make. They are not slaves. People who work for a company are not slaves. They are people you pay. They are associates. They are people you should respect, regardless of their position. Especially if they're trying, and you should, if they're in a low position, you try to bring them up. You know, you try to bring them a rank up, and you try to push those people ahead. You know, that's what I would do if I ran this company, and if I ever have employees, that's how they're going to be treated. You can guarantee that. Anyway, guys, have a good night.